When it comes to weight loss, no two people are the same. That's why Noom builds personalized plans based on your unique psychology and biology. Take Brittany. After years of unsustainable diets, Noom helped her lose 20 pounds and keep it off.
I was definitely in a yo-yo cycle for years of just losing weight, gaining weight, and it was exhausting.
And Stephanie. She's a former D1 athlete who knew she couldn't out-train her diet, and she lost 38 pounds.
My relationship to food before Noom was never consistent.
And Evan, he can't stand salads, but he still lost 50 pounds with Noom.
I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. Even through the pickiness, Noom taught me that building better habits builds a healthier lifestyle. I'm not doing this to get to a number. I'm doing this to feel better.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom users compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Peace, family. It's 19 Keys with the 19 Keys podcast. You're listening to a high-level conversation. Tap in. All right, a word from one of our sponsors. Make sure you tap into Goldwater Products. After you come listen to the information, you're going to need your memory stimulated so you can download everything in that prefrontal cortex. You want to make sure that hippocampus area of your brain that regulates mood, memory, and learning is fully functional and tapped in. Therefore, you want to tap into Goldwater. They have smart moss, sports moss, vitamin C moss, colloidal silver. They have just about everything that you, your child, and your whole entire family needs to stimulate your brain and your body and to make sure that your immune system is functioning. Before you tap into this great high-level conversation, listen to this song by Tezu Kulando called Goldwater. Peace, family. It's 19 Keys. That's 19 Keys, the podcast with electrical thought patterns and conversations. Tap in.
You understand? So this conversation, if nothing else, is speaking about, right, discernment and determination, right? Because observation is one thing. You could look at something. But how are you able to discern what you're looking at? And then once you make a decision based on your observations, how do you determine to make a move that might not be a popular move, but you know that is one that is for self-sustainability, right? Because at the end of the day, it's always dealing with the first law of nature, which is self-preservation, right? Case in point. So these people are controlling a particular narrative, which influences a person's mind, which has an effect on their matter, because this is where their decisions are being made, right? And then we have a contingency of our population is also being told by irresponsible inept artists, right, what they should be doing with their particular bodies, their temples, at a time like this when, like we said, there's a big emphasis that's being put on these masks. There's a big emphasis that's being put on washing one's hands, right? But ain't nobody telling these hot girls that are finna have a hot girl spring heading into a hot girl summer. There's no emphasis now being said, yo, maybe you need to put on some protection.
Right.
Right? Maybe you need to not be hotboxing the hotbox in the manner in which you might be hotboxing the box, because ain't nobody told none of the girls on Instagram that there's a moratorium on selling the box on IG, right? So when stress levels go up, this is what people are going to go towards. You know, Tinder is putting out advisories and what have you. You know what I'm saying? But nobody is telling these young girls who we are in the community with, because we all seem to be part of the social media body, that look like there should be a different level standard for sex workers. There should be a different level standard for, you know, young women that's out here dying.
Right.
Because Yeah, like.
Well, you know, there's, of course, just speaking specifically on that particular part about the sex workers aspect of it, is that it's the same thing when you criminalize weed and you criminalize other different drugs and make it less safe, right? Because those people have to do it in the dark. There's less regulations and ways that it allow those people to stop because, you know, the that's already at epidemic proportions around the world. There's diabetes at epidemic levels, you understand me? HIV, STDs, and of course all of the itises and chronic illnesses that come along with eating inflammatory foods, cancers, the influenza is already then killed 10,000 people. You understand me? So it's like when you look at the amount of the influenza is crazy, crazy, crazy. But one thing I do like about this whole thing is it is encouraging sanitary behavior in some conscious manner to where people are thinking about, oh, I need to clean my hands after every transmission of every time I touch something. So I do like that aspect of it because it's making people more, just clean conscious. Just, you know what I mean? And cleanliness is next to godliness. So, and then, you know, cleanliness is linked to honesty. So, you know, when people really look at their lives, they got to wonder, you know, am I living a clean life? You understand me? Like, what aspect of my life is could have me catching any one of these environmental diseases that spread around these environments? You understand me? What part of my life lacks integrity to where I can't house my frequencies correctly and make sure that nothing disrupts my bodily functions as they are on their natural normal levels? So, right. You know, of course, we the black community, we start talking about, you know, immunology, you understand me, and things of that nature, because mainstream media, which is only owned by six corporations, so you can trace back the agenda of these six people and see who they're connected with to try to figure out if there is a global agenda, which is not that hard to do, but the average American wants to feel safety, so you don't want to question the governing powers that be. You want to be able to rely on these sources, and that's understood, especially for the average mom that's just trying to take care of her child, keep them safe. They want to be able to believe in the World Health Organization, want to be able to believe in the CDC, the FDA, the FCC. But of course, they have shown us time and time again, for one, that they're so intertwined with capitalism that the integrity has been compromised. So you get back to the thought leaders and saying that, wait a minute, well, let's go back to the people that we trust. Because the news people that you listen to for your daily news, who doesn't come from them, who they get for a prompt screen that tells them what to read, that's issued out for all mass media to be able to on the same page, you can't and don't have any reason whatsoever to trust them. Even your dickhead president tells you not to trust the media. And this is the government telling you, essentially. And of course, all things from Donald Trump are not to be a close guarded source. But that was one of the times where he did tell a truth. You understand me? Out of the thousands of lies that come out of his mouth consistently every day. But he only told that truth because it works in his favor to speak that particular truth. So we get to this point where, and then you can weigh in on this one. I want our people to be more obsessed and have a better relationship with nootropics than we have I would say psychoactive drugs. And I'm specifically thinking about this plant. You know, we are people who, when I ask a person, I made the post about weed the other day. And then, of course, on that post, I get feedback is crazy because everybody loves their weed. You know what I mean? Some people was reading that post, commenting why they were high. I get it. People love it. Weed is a cult. The cannabis community is a cult. And the weed is the god. It's the idol. And people will rather cut off their arm before they stop smoking weed. I understand it has become addictive and it's becoming scientifically enhanced over the years where the THC levels is not the same that our ancestors smoked for whatever or utilized for whatever spiritual rituals, practices, or medicinal purposes that they intake.
Yeah, sacrament.
Yeah, so now we get to this point where a person be like, well, I take it for medicinal purposes. It does have this medicinal. Well, we say, well, it's the CBD. Then they say, well, I just want to get high, spiritual purposes. My point is this. They love the weed, and they can talk about the weed in such a romantic manner. You understand me? And they can talk about the sacraments and connect it to their ancestors. But it's a plant. And if you think about the idea that you love this plant in such a way, then you saying that you smoking it because it's a plant that comes from the earth. So I understand that if we're going to smoke plants, why shouldn't the obsession be with us eating plants? You understand me? Because if we ate the plants, then not only we get the medicinal effects, but it would heal us of the issues that we would need in order to smoke the plant that we were trying to get the medicine out of. So I would love our people to be obsessed with eating plants the same way we are smoking plants. I would love our people to be obsessed with non-psychoactive drugs such as nootropics that are cognitive enhancing, that don't decrease the memory but increase the memory. That don't derail the focus but increase the focus.
I was having this conversation with the brother Tyreek Bay this morning on the way to North Carolina. We was going to do a symposium, you know, about CBD, and we were listening to an audiobook on the way there. And the audiobook was detailing the multitude of medicinal benefits that CBD has for the endocannabinoid system. And I said, look at here. You know, people have been smoking loud. People have been smoking high-grade, mid-grade, low-grade their entire lives. And like you said, this plant has been enhanced, you know, purposely to bring down the CBD count and to higher the THC count for the psychoactive properties. And I said, here we are. This is the burgeoning of an entirely new era, because people have never even got an opportunity to participate in the accumulative effects of CBD, because this is something that will present its benefits to you over time, right? The same way that people, you know, are smoking weed and they've been smoking for 10, 15, 20 years and they're still chasing a particular high, but they've never received the medicine, but yet they always tell you that they're medicating.
Right.
Because they have not had the CBD. So in my mind as a marketer, I'm like, okay, well, there's an entirely new industry for a new introduction of not so much a genetically modified version of that, but through genetics, you can create, you know what I'm saying, the things that you want people to experience. So once again, you know, with this information, it allows us to have what you say, cutting edge consciousness. You dig what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So there is a lot wrong with the current industry. There is a lot that we can identify and say, you know, I can see where it's taking our people off course, but it also gives us the opportunities as visionaries and entrepreneurs to say, shit, you know, that's an entire void that we can approach and fill, you know. And I want to segue and speak about the nootropic aspect of things, because I was looking at a news show earlier, right, RT, and they were speaking about an individual who was the CEO of a company called Human, right? Yeah. His name is Jeffrey Wu.
Mm.
Okay.
The Wu.
Shout out to the Wus. A lot of Wus going on these days, right?
Yeah.
Wuhan, you know, and Pop Smoke with the Wu. All of this happens during the 25th anniversary of Wu-Tang. You understand? The year of the Wu.
Yeah.
You dig what I'm saying? So the individual who was the president of this company was speaking about the benefits of nootropics and the importance of nootropics. You know what I'm saying? And these are the people who are considered the industrial thought leaders of their industry, right? Because they are partaking in what now is a brain enhancement revolution that has to run aligned side to side with AI getting smarter.
Mm-hmm.
It's mandated for our survival as a species, going back to what we're talking about in terms of self-preservation. If you want to self-preservate, you should not be out there killing your brain cells. You have to be building brain cells up. And CBD actually does that as well as lion's mane. Hence the fact that, yeah, brown oil should be, you know, something that people should be looking into more so. And, you know, even getting back to the delivery system, you know what I'm saying, with that particular oil, you know. So, I mean, like I said, we it's not so much about, we already ahead of the game, you know what I'm saying? The people just got to catch up.
Hey, I'm going to be honest with you, Blue. What we're doing over here at Goldwater Corp and what we do as high-level observers is in time and on time. I think, you know, the ideas of the things that we're pushing out are perfect. And of course, you can't have a distracted vision to see what's perfect in front of you. Like, what's the goal right now? And then, of course, being a visionary, it is seeing ahead of time, but it's also seeing things on time so that you can also be within the opportunity zone of these things as well. Not so far ahead of your time that it's going to take such a long time for you to benefit from these things. So as we zone in and we can see where the problem exists, but in the moment that we see the problem, we also see the solution. And for me, I know personally that I've found myself in alignment with reality so far, especially within the last 4 years, to where everything lines up to where I can see the meaning behind it. And then I can act off of that. And then sometimes I act off of it because I observed it. And then I realized the meaning was far even more in depth than I could have realized at that time, because I was busy executing instead of constantly being in a questioning phase. Like, what does this mean? What does this mean? And a society, especially that smokes weed, sometimes it overloops our thoughts to where we can't escape the looping pattern of a thought, to where we just become conspiratorial thinkers. But we don't become executors on the realizations of the things that we found that unfold.
Yeah. And this is, you know, I speak about this from personal experience. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes, you know, when you do tap in, because it is a sacrament, you know what I'm saying? You receive what could be considered, quote unquote, divine revelation. And let me say this, you know, based on my research of the history of the plant, it even is tied into a deity. There's a particular deity from Kemet called Shenshamat, who's, for short, her name is Shashat, and she is the goddess of creation, of writing, right?
Imagination.
So the right brain thinking, you know what I'm saying? Get into that creative phase. So when you tap in, if you will, you are now tapping into divine and getting a divine download. And some of us take those divine downloads for happenstance. So you're getting billion-dollar ideas because you were manufactured to be a solution, right? Manufacturer.
Yeah.
So when you tap into any divine source is going to utilize you to give you the downloads that are needed for in time, on time. But, you know, you are. So you're getting high again, and then you overburden the blessing.
And then, of course, you know, as high observers, not high observers, you know, I'm talking about high level observers, it gets to the point to where it's like, where do we want to be as a people? Do we want to be smarter? Do we want to increase our cognition toward space, time, reality? We want to increase our mental acuity. Do we want the Black diaspora IQ to increase? Because we know that we're far behind. And it's going to take some deliberate, intentional, intelligent execution in order for us to get ahead. And so even if white and black families smoke the same amount of weed, do the same amount of drugs and chemicals, we're still behind them. So our cognitive decline doesn't work to our advantage at all. We would have to have a cognitive boost to try to start catching up from being so behind and having so many systems against us consistently. So that's where I start thinking of, you know, the nootropics and things of that nature, because we can look at the average black family. We can find mental health issues. We can find eroding disease. We can see where, if you study any neuroscience, you know that especially during mental illness, your mind can go through a pruning process, where you have microglia in the brain, which is basically kind of, it works for the brain, but it could be aberrant against the brain if you eat the wrong foods or if you have damages in your brain. That's where you can get mental inflammation, to where as you're younger, you have a, look at it like this, you have a large web of neurons that's connected for potential thinking. As you get older, your brain starts to be like, okay, they're not using some of these, and you start the pruning process, some lose. You understand me? And then once you get to a certain age, you have the ones that you're going to be able to utilize. Now, as you get sick, if you get injury to the head or you eat the wrong foods, this pruning process can start happening as well. That's why, you know, injury to the head is probably one of the most detrimental things to our brains, because there's something physical, you know what I mean? And it causes our brain to heal and attack itself all at the same time, unfortunately. And that's where you see a lot of decline from even our brothers that get beat by the police, you know what I mean, that go through different things in the hood, that go through jail and kind of come out, and they're trying as hard as they can to fix themselves, but it's the head injury that doesn't allow them to be able to get back to that place of normality. Same thing with the foods that we eat.
Yeah. The NFL players, you know what I'm saying? The concussions that they suffer on the field is not too far from our brothers and sisters that are walking around TKO. They're TKO'd on their feet.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? And that's from the societal, you know, fucking haymakers that they have been receiving.
Yes.
Right?
And the food is terrible.
Yeah, they have not responded. You know what I'm saying? They're not on offense or defense. They're on the battlefield with their back turned to their opponent getting hit in the head. So, you know, you see a lot of that manifesting today, you know what I'm saying, with the mental illness. And I did want to speak about, there's several different components to what you spoke about that we need to address. You know, the telomere aspect, you know what I'm saying? The fact that, yes, these are the things that are making brothers and sisters age progressively, you know what I'm saying, to pull our brain health. And we also need to continue talking about the myelin sheath.
The myelin. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I had a great conversation about this yesterday with the good sister talking.
You know, yes, the aspects of lion's mane being able, you know, scientifically proven to be able to repair the myelin sheath, you know what I'm saying? And our people are historically demyelinated, you know what I'm saying? demyelinated.
Yeah, we've been so worried about our melanin being so beautiful, and it is. And they're talking about, but again, our myelin, what we've been losing.
That's preparing, right, that's preparing for a solution to a problem that our people don't even know that they have.
Yes, sir. That's the beautiful part. The most beautiful part about it.
So, you know, what I also wanted to just hit on real quick, because it was twofold when I was speaking about the whole aspect of these young women allowing themselves to be led by the blind, you know what I'm saying, who are advocating lifestyles and activities that these young women themselves are not totally grown and bossed up in themselves. They're out there just experimenting, trying to figure this shit out. And then on the flip side of that, you know, I love the energy that the young brothers in Brooklyn possess and represent in terms of what their youthful spirit embodies, you know, but the music is heavily, heavily pushing drugs, psychotropic drugs. You dig what I'm saying? And that shit is eating the brain up. You know, until we can be honest with ourselves about what Percocets and Xanax and, you know what I'm saying, and Molly's is doing to the brain, to the collective brain of these young men and women. I mean, these are categorically our future. You feel me? It's not enough to be like, yo, just let people be them. They're going to grow up out of it. They're going to figure it out. That's not what we ask.
I think that is probably one of the worst group advice that we give is let them do them. That's not a tribal system. We take care of our people. We give them advice. We put them in the right direction in a world that's constantly messing with their GPS and their righteous compass towards their nature. So you don't let people just be them, especially if they're growing in the wrong direction. Not going, but growing in the wrong direction. So,
I mean,
our people have to be like in a tribal sense. The older lady, the gentleman, the younger, everybody has a say-so and like, yo, what is you doing? You messing up over there. Like, get back to it. Like, you going in the wrong direction. Whatever you're doing with your life, that's not towards your nature. So we need that sort of tribal thinking, because that's what it takes to raise a child, and an adult brain doesn't fully mature till the age of 35. So there's a lot of grown children out here believing that they're in a state of maturity because they can take care of a bill, as if that's a hard thing for a mind to do. You understand me? That's not an accomplishment. Like, if you don't smoke weed, that's not an accomplishment. Nobody cares. You understand me? It's just one thing that you don't do, but are you taking care of your body, your mind, your spirit, your heart, your gut? You understand me? Your brain. You understand me? So even when you talked about the NGF, that's a protein that helps protect, you understand me, and increase this myelination, you know what I mean, and this nerve growth on the central and peripheral cells, I mean peripheral nerves, which deals with not only the nerves within your body, but the central and the peripheral, the central nervous system with the spinal cord and the brain. So
endocrine system.
Well, the central nervous system and the peripheral nervous system, which is the ganglion and the nerves, and it deals with the brain and the spinal cord. So yes. Even when we talk about spirituality and you tapping into your kundalini and you meditating, that's great to meditate, but you meditating what? Yes, to bring that electricity up to the brain to have that kundalini force, energy, and consciousness. But once it gets up to this brain, your brain ain't active. You done did all of this work. That's like you went and got you a pretty car. You done washed it. You got the radio fixed. You got the, put some gas in it. You know what I'm talking about? You got one of those smell good things. You know what I'm saying? Everything in the car is beautiful, but you forgot to service the engine. So, yes, you put everything else in there ready. You did the ritual of performance, but you didn't take care of the most important thing. The brain is everything for the body. The brain tells the body what to do. It sends all the information and signals to the body. So if you have a weak brain, of course, that's where the signal from the what we call the mind utilizes. You understand me? We can pour as much energy from the universe taking in these stream thoughts. But if our brain is not at optimum levels of performance, then it won't even be able to take this universe stream. You think 5G streaming is a lot, but they got to make new phones for 5G to stream on. The same thing, if you're trying to stream a lot of connections from the universe, a lot of people tear and rip. You understand me? When they get to that kundalini high, their brain can't take it because it's not one of them optimal performing brains. It's messed up.
And this is a fact, okay? And this is going into the stories, the repetitive stories that I'm hearing from young women. You know, ironically, these women, you know, are mothering these young men. So from the ages of 13 to 17 to 21, I'm hearing young women talk about their young boys are going out of their mind, mm-hmm. right? And some of them are identifying it as spiritual awakenings, you know, but the young men can't handle it. So they're skitzing, right? Their wiring cannot handle the bandwidth because they were experimenting with the drugs, right? That they were influenced by them through the music.
Right.
So they got holes in their brains. They got gaps in particular places where the connections are not allowing to be made. And this kundalini, because they lack an initiation system or a rites of passage, they're going through this alone.
Right.
And it's being induced and enhanced by the psychotropic drugs, right? Case in point, some of them might be taking shrooms. And then, you know, that kundalini hit, and they don't really know what they're dealing with.
That emotional energy ain't nothing to play with.
Right? And then the mothers do not know how to handle them because these young men are lashing out at their mothers and becoming very violent. So then, you know, in some cases, they are bringing them to institutions or hospitals, and the hospitals are going to uptick them to the mental institutions.
Absolutely.
And they never get their children back the same way. You dig what I'm saying? So there's detriments to this, you know, to the lifestyle, to the lack of initiation, to the lack of preparation.
Right.
To the fact that we're not having these conversations and preparing people just to be cognizant and observant of what they're going through and how to, you know, how to look for it. We losing a lot of our babies, yo.
You know, too much knowledge can attack the brain. You understand me? It's more so inflammatory information. You understand me? That the brain starts to go a little crazy because you're starting to have too many connections and you feel unsafe. You feel like there's too much going on in the world and you don't have enough connections in your mind to make sense of it. You don't have enough background integrated knowledge or experience to make sense of it, to calm the brain. So you become over anxiety, you understand me, super stressed, and that's when the brain starts to attack itself. You understand me? And during this attack, that's when you can have the effects to where you lose too many of those nerve cells during that stress and anxiety. That's when you can go crazy. So it's important that, for one, we teach this neuroscience in our community, because as we talk about mental health, that's the spark.
Let me just put on the record, you know, because the brother don't get enough credit. Let's qualify Wesley. Let's qualify his research. And let's qualify in terms of what he's talking about. If you have a superpowered, right, genetically modified strain, right, this dealing with this young man, he's a young JoJo or one of these brothers who been to Chicago, you know what I'm saying? They didn't see bodies drop since they was 12 and 13. Mm. They might require a different level or stronger than a young 12 or 13-year-old who was influenced by the music now, his first experience with the, I need a cookie, you know what I mean? I need a this, I need a that. They just know the shit by the name. And then they come into contact with this weed that's so highly potent, spinning these babies, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's like somebody commented, if you go into these hospitals and you go into these mental institutions, you're going to hear a lot of these stories or talk to these young women who have children.
Absolutely.
And they're going to tell you what's happening with their babies.
We, you know, and in my book, right? I have a book. I have a part of the book where it talks about, you know, city thinking versus nature thinking. You know, when you're constantly in nature and you're not surrounded, or constantly in city and not surrounded by nature, that's where mental illness brews. The mind has no time to rest. In the segment that you sent me about nootropics, it talks about intermittent fasting. And intermittent fasting is basically allowing the body to take a break so that metabolic energy can start really fixing itself. And you have more energy up here for the brain because it's not stealing that much blood to try to go to the stomach, you understand me, and work on this food that you just ate. That can be inflammatory and not give you a return on its energy. You know what I mean? Every food, this will be an investment of a return of energy. But we eat liability foods. And it talks about energy and asset lifestyles. But when I think about that aspect of it, in the city, you're constantly hearing artificial noises, artificial lights, artificial environments, and artificial hue. The particle matter in the city is polluting. You know what I mean? So not only do you need to wear these masks for the virus, but we should actually, anytime you live in the city, you should probably be wearing these masks because we live in high particle matter, you know what I mean, environments, especially in the ghettos of America. So, yeah, these pollutants is terrible. So we're being constantly attacked from the food we eat, from when we're walking outside, and they're spraying aerosol in the air and all of these chemicals. They're trying to block out the sun now. In a time where we need vitamin D the most, they're talking about blocking out the sun to save the earth, at the same time killing the people. You understand me? And, of course, when you go to a Bill Gates and he says that population control and vaccines are the way for population control and kill people – And lessen the population, where you think that's from? So these young men in the hood, of course, they're not going to throw up mental health facilities to decrease the population rate and criminality in the hood. We're not going to get government-sponsored bodegas with organic fruits. You're not going to get the media telling you to eat right, be in the sun, mineralize your body, take in nutrition. It's not even your doctor be telling you shit like that when you have vitamin D deficiencies. They tell you to go goddamn eat more vitamin D pills. Or not even tell you where to get the source of it, because they haven't studied. Because if it's not in their Hippocratic oath from the things that's within their box of materials that they study from, then they won't teach it. You understand me? The same way a teacher don't teach money because it's not in the curriculum. They can't. You understand me? The doctors can't teach cures. It's not in the curriculum. It's illegal for them to give you advice on naturopathic medicine. You understand me? Unless it's corporate-backed studies about it. So now we're at this place to where these young men, as you said, they need a break. A lot of them need to be in nature for the next 30 days and let their mind rewire and to not be constantly filled up with all these issues. We need intermittent fasting for our brains. Our brains need to shut off the phones for a while and not have 5, 6, 7, 8, 10 hours of scrolling. We need time reading and thinking and observing and taking in natural sunlight for our brains to be re-entrained into that circadian rhythm. But until then, the Zygerbergs don't get to work the way that they supposed to. So mental illness first start from the habits that we start to build up living in city environments. Not even from our traumatic experiences, just from our daily habits, eating up during school, getting up at school times, getting up during job times. You understand me? Turning the light on first thing in the morning. You understand me? Eating a sugar processed breakfast. This is the first level of trauma in our body.
Being under artificial lights for, what is it, 8 hours or 12? How long they be in school?
Eight hours?
Yeah, sitting under artificial lights, right? And then blue light toxicity, the fact that they're on social media, they born on social media, they grew up on social media, their screen time, like you said, is 10 hours. That's double with the exasperation of them being under those hot artificial lights all day. And then they eat the sugar in the morning. So the sugar is already pulling and leaching the oxygen from you. Then you have to sit there and the teacher's telling you got to pay attention and you underneath artificial lights. And all of the stimulus from your phone is going off. It's either in your pocket or your mind is on it. You know right. what I'm saying? And then, yeah, so then you're putting all of the artificial foods in your body. So right. some of these babies have never even had a green vegetable. They've come out of the womb and they put them on Similac. And then they put them on everything artificial from that point. So these children technically are genetically modified.
They definitely are.
Yeah, their first 7 years, they have been participating and intaking things that have been genetically modified, and your cells replicate in those first 7 years. So whatever you was born is going to turn over in those 7 years. So these children have never even come into contact with anything, quote unquote, organic, if you will. You feel me? Which makes them even more susceptible to now they're breathing in the Margellans and the nanobots from the chemtrails. And what that does is it templates their body. It creates an endoskeleton for all of the satellite 5G and all these other beams that's hitting them, telling them to do crazy shit. So here's the fact. You go on your social media and you see gangs of young boys beating up little girls.
I didn't even know what to make of that shit. It was so sickening, and especially the vast amount of them.
And
When you understand social behavior, for one, you got to look at, I was looking in that crowd and I watched it a few times to try to see the behavior of the ones that found that morally like wrong. You understand me? Now, of course, in the crowd, the way the crowd mind works, you can't tell the good guy from the bad. You can't tell the scholar from the fool. In the crowd, everybody acts the same, and especially the fear of standing outside the crowd, you fear of getting beat the same way slaves when they sometimes. There was a movie, Goodbye, Uncle Tom. They showed the slaves laughing like hyenas while one was getting neutered. And it wasn't that they were laughing because they found this seriously humorous. They were laughing out of fear. You understand me? And of being next. You understand me? And that was the only emotion that they had to go through to was the laughter. And so this is kind of where we at today with society. As even when we talk about magnetobiology, right? And how frequencies affect the body. And even though that there's not a vast amount of studies on these things, unfortunately, you're going to find just a couple of books as far as how these things are affecting us, our cell phones, technology. And of course, they're going to tell you, even without any studies at all on 5G, and the corporations will tell you, and they've admitted this, you understand me, in court, on trial, that there has been no 5G studies, human testing, to see whether it's safe or not. You understand me? Zero. Yet you will get all of the technology channels. You understand me? That would tell you that it's safe. And it boggles me that even though they would, I watched one on CNET today, and they talked about, they made everything seem so trivial that the 246 scientists that protested it, they wiped over that to mean anything. Yet they utilized other scientists' work. Right, to say that this is the reason that it is safe. And it just didn't make any sense to me. And of course, somebody who's looking to believe information that they read will say, oh, I'm going to go with the latter that makes me feel safe, instead of going aside of caution that said, let me make sure that I am safe. Because we know that they didn't tell us cigarettes was harmful to us until people started dying of cancer and they start getting all of these. Like, you can smoke in the house, you can smoke next to a, on a plane next to a pregnant woman. The tobacco companies, most of all, they didn't want to do the studies, because when they did the studies, then it made them, then they had to be held accountable for what they knew. You understand me? And these are the same thing with the technology companies and the insurance companies. They don't want to do the studies, but insurance companies will not insure mobile technology. And it's a reason, because they already know this shit causes death.
Right. The two biggest lobbies in this country are the telecom industry and the pharmaceutical industry. So I have been, you know, researching cell phone radiation, you know, harm since 2G through 3G all the way up into 4G. So I already know about all of the control studies to suppress the science. You know what I'm saying? These are studies that the telecom industry has paid for.
Right.
And they utilize those studies to offset independent studies where the actual information is at, outside of this country in particular. So, you know, it goes back to what I said earlier. If we're looking at politics or politicians to inform us about the true nature of this particular quote-unquote pandemic, you know, you're never going to hear anything come out that correlates it to the 60 gigahertz frequency of 5G and the fact that, you know,
they're absorbing oxygen.
Ammonia. Yeah, they're attributing it to ammonia-like symptoms, but the people are not having inflamed lungs with mucus. It's an issue about oxygen. You know what I'm saying? They're not going to make the correlation to say, well, they can't trace where the people on the cruise ship got it from, because they said the cruise ship people didn't come into contact with any quote-unquote carriers, but those cruise ships are also utilizing 5G satellite technology.
Right, they had mid-Earth orbit satellites.
And I'm going to tell you that South Korea, China, Italy, and the U.S. were the main sites of where 5G initially popped off at, and Africa is one of the places where it has not popped off at, because they lack the infrastructure, and that's why they don't have COVID-19.
Right.
They're not going to make these connections for you. But for observation, where the people are going to have to find their news from sources other than mainstream, because, like you said, since 2016, mainstream has already been proven to be defunct. They were unable to predict this presidency, and the president slandered them and said that shit was fake news, and they've never come from up under that.
Nah.
So if we already know that the news cycle is bought and sold, and we know who has the majority of money in this country, then you know it's in the benefit of the telecom industry and the pharmaceutical industry to not let you know what time it is. Right? Hence the fact that they have only tested, how many people in this country got tested? 2,000 people have got tested in this country so far. That's what's reported.
They only got 900,000 test sample kits.
But they have only tested 2,000 people.
Bro, even the people.
Countries that have tested 200,000.
I looked at the report and they said 19 people.
They didn't have
the proper testing for one. So a lot of the people that they say are dying from this test, from COVID-19, never even been tested for COVID-19. You understand me? To even say that that's what they had in the first place. They're just counting bodies at this particular point in time. And so, you know, they could have had regular flu for all we know. You understand me? And especially when they say that a lot of the people don't even have the symptoms, really, that even show that they're mortal, that some of them even died from it. Like a lady was on the news and they said her aunt died from it. And she was like, it's crazy because she didn't even seem sick at all. You know what I'm saying?
My aunt was in Seattle. She said, I want to see the results.
Yeah.
Show me the autopsy that my aunt died from some coronavirus. Unbelievable and unacceptable. And, you know, like we said, the first law of nature is self-preservation. So the dissemination of this information is specifically for you to observe at a higher level. People who are listening and hearing this information. If you dig what I'm saying, you're going to have to do for self. And let's go back to what you're talking about with the intermittent fasting. Yeah. Once again, let's qualify Elder. You know, why when Elijah Muhammad says to fast, right? They don't have no fancy names for this shit. And then they'll send the authorities to your house. You know what I'm saying?
Eat so, 1 meal a day. Everybody said you was fucking crazy.
Yeah, they've been criminalizing our culture for the longest. But all of a sudden, they come up with some cute names and call the shit intermittent fast.
Keto diet.
Keto diet. You feel me? And it's on the front cover of magazines.
Man, listen, you know what I'm saying? Elijah Muhammad was so on time and ahead of his time. You just didn't want to take information from a black man. He gave a message. There was nobody. Somebody posted something today. It might have been Brother Ben or RZA. And they said, you know what? For a man that gets vilified for telling the truth and something of that nature, nobody ever calls him a liar. And nobody ever called Elijah Muhammad a liar. I've never heard nobody, his strongest proponents will not say that man was a liar, even though he talked about aliens on Mars at a time when nobody was mentioning aliens at all in their doctrine and in theology. And there was no white scientist that ever came out and said this man was crazy for that kind of talk. Because today they're saying that there's aliens on Mars underground in caves, and now that's the common theme of news that's being spread.
I got the article. I pulled it the other day. It just came out. That's what they trying to say. You feel me? That's what they're trying to say.
They say that media. Navy beans, you know what I mean, helps with radiation and things of that nature. It's funny because we look at these things, right? You know, and of course, during that time of the 30s, it was almost as if the world that we live was manufactured at that time, and the thoughts that will lead the world industries was coming out of those 30s and those 40s. And so those men had prepared, whether they was even on the black side and the white conscious communities, you understand me, with the, what's that guy that he wrote all those thought leader books? He wrote all of the good ones, like Outwitting the Devil by Napoleon Hill. You understand me? And the other man that he was kicking it with, even Manly P. Hall with the Freemasons. You understand me? Of course, on our side, we had Noble Drew Ali, Marcus Garvey, Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Right. But there was some massive titans during that time that were preparing the leaders in the world for the next 70 to 100 years. With the information that they came out, there's not more advanced. I don't care what you go. Even the names in that I just dropped. There's not more advanced thought leader information, you know what I mean, and superior knowledge than what they had dropped. And you can't tell me the rest of it is from that root and from that tree, whether it's preparing you mentally, physically, spiritually, economically, whatever. You have possession of that knowledge right there from that time period. And I believe that this time period that we are at this cusp, you understand me, with these thought leaders that exist today, because there's a massive field of them. But in order for you to really be effective, you have to be in time and on time for what's going to be great for the next 100 years, because that's what that type of information they gave us. Yes, it's good. You know, we spread the information. Some of us are good regurgitators of it. And then there's original thinkers that produce and make connections. And off that high level of observation, they're able to help lead the people into the new wave. So I want to get into this real quick. And then I want to end this off on, you know, some of the solutions that people can take, you understand me, to increase their family's intelligence, cognitive health, their own personal performance, and things of that nature. But the Crowns 19 theory came to me, you know, in my high level of observation. I sent it to you. Because we often talk about observations.
Right. Especially observation that deals with, you know, the frequency of numbers.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And you know, it's not about, I think a lot of people watch that movie 23 with Jim Carrey, and they think that it's about obsessiveness, you know. And that's not really what it's about. It's not even so much about the numbers, but it's about the observation. You understand me? And being able to find the meaning consistently in all things, and to create the meaning.
Right, weaving reality, you know what I'm saying? Using ethereal thread to combine seemingly unrelated events into a weavable narrative. Like, that's not freestyling, especially when it holds up to scrutiny.
Yes.
And to observation. Like, I ain't out here freestyling.
No, sir.
I'm putting it together. And young brother, you putting it together. Let's hear about this theory, though.
So the Crown's 19 theory. I'm smiling because I'm smiling because it gets good from here, y'all. It gets good from here. So for one, let's go to the 2019. I said it's the year of the keys. Now, in the year of the keys, I said that, you know, this is the year that we have to unlock all the things we want. But I also said that if you're not building something in 2019, you won't be prepared for 2020. 2020 is not the year of the builders in that same way. It's the year of those who already have something built and building on that foundation and executing outward with their vision. So when we looked at that, that's when I came up with the name Crowns 19, right? And in the Crowns 19, that was the year we put the EMF chips in there, the electromagnetic frequency chips. And it was also the year that I founded with you Goldwater Corp, where we had the Goldwater, we have the nootropic enhancements and things of that nature. Very beautiful. We had the article that came out and it went viral where it says first black entrepreneur to make high tech luxury crowns with 5G blockers and things of that nature. And so here we are building up people's immunity and helping them block from EMF, you understand me, electromagnetic frequencies and things of that nature. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. And we get to 2020 and there's a pandemic on our hands and they're calling it the coronavirus. Now, this corona, of course, that corona meaning crown because it's crown shape. You understand me? But then we go to 19 times 5 equals 95. And we go to the year 1995 and the opening of the Million Man March, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan said, anytime you see that one next to the nine, there's something to be uncovered. So which was the reason when I seen that they named it COVID-19, I said, oh, there's something for me to uncover here. You understand me? So as I see it, I said, wait a minute. And then I had to think. They started to make correlations between the Wuhan, South Korea, the mid-orbit satellites, and 5G are exacerbating the virus, you understand me, and people getting sick. And I said, wait a minute, if COVID means crown, basically, and the 19 is because it was founded in the year of the keys, 2019, what they essentially calling this is Crown 19. I said, wait a minute. So you telling me I had the crowns with the 5G blockers in them, you understand me? And we came up with the immunity boosting, lion's mane, sea moss, CBD, gold water, the year of the keys, because we got all of the keys necessary to unlock the paradigm. I said, so crowns 19 and gold water is ahead and in time and on time because we have these high level observations where we can find the meaning, take data and make our decisions on them. So I laugh because it's funny when we find these synchronicities that connect. You understand me? But it's important because I want everybody else to have that same power, because these are the most successful times where the observers are able to utilize their observations from the execution that they've taken from the data that they've absorbed during the times. You understand me? That they were taking in data and observations. So from our observations, look what we created to be observed. You understand me? So now immunity is the big conversation right now in the black community and in the white conscious community to not take the vaccines, but to build up your immunity so that the virus cannot duplicate within your body and not take over the cells within your body. Because that's the difference, that this virus, of course, is dead. And it basically taking over a cell and making it do its bidding in your body. So we have the immunity building, you understand me? The cognitive enhancing, you understand me? The Crown 19 EMF blocking. You know what I'm talking about? Basically what I got is, over here, we got everything you need. But my brother, you've been dropping so many 44s lately, man. I thought Jay-Z had another album out. You know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm saying? You've been breaking it down, man, and it's been impressive because the numbers stack up. And you observe numbers because numbers are the mathematical frequency of the universe. And the universe is created by observation. So a low-level observer creates low-level observations, and a high-level observer creates high-level observations. Because if we get down to physics, and I'm going to close on this point, we understand that through observation, we can turn things into a wave particle. You understand me? So observation has effect on reality. So a low-level observer with low-level psyche will have a low-level effect, and so will a high-level observer will have a high-level of effect. So not only when we observe these synchronicities, you have to understand that the observer is creating these synchronicities to be observed in the first place. You understand me? So you not knowing your reason why and your meaning will have you in repetition, but not in execution. You understand me? And the high-level observers know how to execute off the meaning of what they find and create solutions.
Right. You know, I've been in what's called a conscious community for about 20 years. But even as a teenager, you know, 12 or 13 years old, you know, when I was indoctrinated into the life of street life, or I would say street knowledge, because the brothers who brought me in into the information was God body. Mm-hmm. So they was telling me at a tender age of 12 or 13 that I was God, right? And I carried that energy with me in everything that I've done, you know? So last year, when I started observing certain things, you know, the fact that 2019 also marked the 400 year of captivity, you know, which denoted the fact that we were in the Jubilee year, if that was the case, I said, okay, this also coincides with Genesis 15:13. It speaks about 400 years in captivity. So, you know, my people are always seeking to be redeemed and seeking to be special, but always ducking from the canopy of what actually makes them special. I'm like, look, let's make this shit work for us. If they say that this is us, then that means that we're free, massa.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And you're not in the house and you're not in the field, you know, and you ain't even run away. You walked away. Right? Now you're free. What are you going to do for self? So now is the rebuilding process. So I'm seeing all of this stuff happen that speaks to this rebuilding process. And, you know, towards the ending of the year, they had the return to the Golden Coast, right? The people went back to Ghana. The Great Return, they made $1.9 billion, COVID-19 again, right? In less than a month. And our people went back to the Gold Coast. There also was a solar eclipse the day after Christmas, denoting the fact that the sun, who came out of his sleep after 3 days of being dormant, you know what I'm saying, in Sagittarius, it was reborn in Capricorn, you know, and it had a solar eclipse. So the theme of that solar eclipse was the ring of fire. So I'm like, all of these are Christ, you know, connotations. They all speak about a Christ rising energy, a Christ consciousness coming, you know what I'm saying? And then, you know, we see coronavirus and this correlation dealing with this whole Christos or this Christ or this sun energy, the solar energy, you know? And then shit, we could speed it up into the other day when the minister, you know, he even stepped into that space and was like, look, through my observation of, you know what I'm saying, what I can see about myself and for myself in the narrative, I can find myself in the story. This is who I am.
Yeah.
You know, so this year is about the return of the king. It's about the return of this higher, you know, mandated energy. The fact that it's not just going to be enough for us to call ourselves gods. You know what I'm saying? You're going to have to do some godly shit.
Got to.
And the ability to be ahead of a virus that has the rest of the world in fear, and you know what I'm saying? You calm as can be because you was ready, because you was prepared. And this time is about preparation. It's about being on time and being ready. You feel me? But it's also about providing our people and showing our people something that they've never seen, right? And that was people who were ready and who were willing.
I'm gonna go back live. Tapped in. I'm back live now. My brother was cut off. So we about to get back into it for a little minute. I'm going to at least let him be able to finish his sentence. All right, I think he's back in here. Let me put this back up. Boom. All right. Blue Pillar is back in the game. Look at y'all coming for this knowledge tonight. It's a Saturday night, man. Y'all could be killing yourself. Instead, you in here fulfilling yourself. Tap in.
Yeah. So, you know, I can't stay long. I just want to finish up. And, you know, like I said, it's just about, it's about knowing what time it is, knowing what time you're in, being prepared for that particular time. And the thing that brings the benefit full circle, if the people take advantage, right, of that work that has been done, the fact that these products have been formulated, yeah, we can sit back and pop our collar and talk about it all day. You feel me? But it was formulated for y'all. You know what I'm saying? It was formulated for you to bring yourself online, to activate and ignite yourself so you could be forward thinking. You dig what I'm saying? Because we're looking at a global reset. We're looking at an entirely new world being reset in front of our face.
Yes, sir.
And the level of the playing field is going to be even at this particular time. So next level thinking, who's to say that the thought's not going to come out of this mind that has the design for the future? You feel me? Or who's to say that one of your minds on this chat doesn't have that particular seed that's waiting to be watered? You feel me? So we, again, cannot continue to, you know, just be fascinated with how these goddamn labels sound. It's time to step into that space and be responsible. And the fact that, yes, I was created to come up with solutions. You know what I'm saying? Everything else is just freestyling. Mm. You know? So the fact that we have come up with these sound solutions, and there will be plenty more, right? Because we have the ability to focalize and think about something enough where, you know, the solution is going to present itself.
I appreciate your time tonight, man. It's important, you know, like I said, the beautiful thing about it is you have all these people here on a Saturday night getting information. And I talked about how important that was yesterday because, you know, there's a time where, you know, a lot of y'all could be at the strip club getting coronavirus and all kind of other viruses. But instead, y'all tapped in. You know what I'm talking about? This changes the landscape of Saturday night. You understand me? The Saturday night historically has been used for escapism. You understand me? Saturday night has historically been used for programming. You understand me? That is not conducive to our health and tapping into our full selves. Our Saturday nights have historically been used to escape the workplace for a moment in time and drink, you understand me, and smoke and get ourselves in trouble. But here we are on a Saturday night with you all that are being responsible for your life, that are not worried about somebody telling you, oh, you listening to the conscious stuff. But we use words like conscious and connotate them with negativity because we don't want to hold ourselves to integrity of being aware of the things that we know are good for us. So we make fun of the things that are good for us because if we can destroy the integrity of those things, then we do not have to participate in those things. So instead, here you are here on a Saturday night, and we want you to continue to increase your health and your intelligence. The goal is to make you smarter. You understand me? A lot of you all don't read because you just can't focus. You understand me? You pick up a book and you think about doing it, but you can't get through a paragraph of information that you never had. So you put it back down, even though you just wasted this money on something you spent. And now it doesn't give you any serotonin. It doesn't give you dopamine to read something. You understand me? So now it becomes a painful experience tied to a failure. So in men, testosterone rewards us with behaviors. You understand me? So if reading is the man thing to do, then our testosterone said, do that, you will be rewarded. You understand me? So it effeminates you when you feel dumb. So you don't want to do things that make you feel dumb. So it further draws you away from it and you procrastinate on it. You understand me? Instead, here we are telling you to reprogram yourself. You understand me? For one, work on that intelligence. I'm going to keep saying this. The U.S. labor statistics said that, you know what I mean, the average person only read 19 minutes per day. And as much as I love this number 19, I don't want you to get stuck in on 19 minutes, because that's not going to be enough to increase your comprehension skills, your communication skills, to connect your brain. You're going to need that as your eight, your brain starts to grow. Education allows your brain to be able to connect more neurons and have greater neuroplasticity throughout your life and decrease the cognitive declining effect that age has on you. So this isn't, we're not just making products so that we can sell. These products are attached to solutions. You understand me? Because it's, I would rather you be obsessed with the idea. I don't want you to be obsessed where you're addicted to anything, but I would rather you be connected to nootropics than you are psychoactive drugs. I would rather you be connected to the idea of utilizing more of your brain power instead of trying to escape your brain and its thinking for a moment. Because that's what we do. We're just trying to escape our own thoughts. We need to be in social environments so we can't hear ourselves. You understand me? And then just covering up the symptoms of the problem, alleviating for a moment while the disease or the illness is constantly getting worse and worse and worse and worse. So solution, solution, solution on this Saturday. That's where our focus is. That's why we take our products every single day. You understand me? I got a book out. Read the book. Take some smart moss. You understand me? Go binge watch on the last 20 years of Blue Pill's career, and I'm sure you will increase your mind, your observation, your life. You understand me? In your family's life, ownership of slaveship. Do not be a slave to nothing. Own your health, which means that you know what the problems are. Own the solution. You understand me? That's all I had to say today. You know what I'm saying? Me, as my younger brother says, you know what I mean? Stay clear, stay focused, and drink on that water.
Drink on that water.
Yeah, that way.
So, yeah, family, goldwater.com, you know, that's where you can go and get one or three, or get all three of these amazing products. And we are working arduously to put together something very special for the family, you know, in this March marathon month. All right.
Oh, I wanted to say this last thing. I was watching a video with Mark Cuban, and he made some interesting points about this epidemic. For one, that this the mortality rate, I think they say, is 2%. And I'm not sure how that connects to influenza as far as the mortality rate. But they say it's killed more people, and mostly because a lot of people don't know that they have it. But, you know, that's information, yeah, and whatever.
But change, they said it's 3.4%. But, yeah, the 2% would be, they said anything that surpasses 2% would be outdoing Spanish influenza.
Okay. So what he said, though, and he made sense, that even if, you know, they get vaccines, that's not a cure, of course, and that what this eventually becomes is a seasonal thing. You understand me? Of course, after the craze and the panic and the epidemic calms down, because this is not the end of the world, that this becomes a seasonal thing like the flu. You understand me? So you have to understand that this is the new reality is post-COVID-19. So health and immunity are a very big things that you want to keep your body immune system high. Don't go into the craze of panic buying, and then once the panic is over, you're not still living that health and sanitary lifestyle. You understand me? This becomes a lifestyle that it should have been, but unfortunately, we are a trauma-based people to where we need something to react off of sometimes to do the right thing. So I just wanted to get that message to you all that health is not a seasonal thing. It's a lifelong thing. You understand me? Immunity is a lifelong thing. The worst disease that we know for people right now is the epidemic of AIDS that attacked the immune system and destroys it. And you don't die directly from the AIDS. You die from the things you get because you don't have any immune system. So you can die from the average cold. You understand me? So do not take your immune system for granted, because that is your army that fights against the viruses, the illnesses, and the diseases.
Yeah, that's your firewall, and without it, you're gonna get malware, viruses, you know what I'm saying? Spyware. Yeah, and spyware and everything else, you know what I mean? that our people do not necessarily want to volunteer for. So put the emphasis on health, put the emphasis on building your immunity. You know, the United States is a very unsanitary place. You know what I'm saying? And I'm in the South, and you just, people are just carrying on in their very regular unsanitary ways. You know what I'm saying? So this is also a perfect opportunity to talk about separating and doing for self. You know what I'm saying? You might want to self-quarantine yourself just to feel what it feels like to be by yourself and to start from a controlled environment when you do decide to come out and rebuild. You know, now is the perfect time to entertain the thought of saying, you know what? I need to be with like minds. I need to be with people who value cleansiness just like I do, who value godliness just like I do, right? Because the devil can sit back and point at some of these musicians and be like, I got my starting five, where's yours? Right? They openly pledge allegiance to me now. The shit is not hypothetical, right? They straight up talking about we demons.
Yeah. Right? I mean, look at Wayne. He's an open devil worshiper.
Yeah. Yeah, they open devil worshipers. So that's a virus within itself.
Absolutely. That's a terrible, non-integrable frequency that is destroying our community.
So, you know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of decisions and choices to be made. So people have to be super cognizant, and you have to, your level of discernment has to be next level. You feel me? But the more that you focus on your immunity, your health, and especially your brain health, because remember, your eyes are attached to your brain. So your high level observation is not going to kick in, first of all, without you addressing the first side. Right, which is that pineal gland. So the gold deals with that. And then when we're talking about the whole aspects of the mycelium sheath and synapses and making sure that the brain functionality and neuroplasticity and all of that, that's the Crown Z oil, and that is smart moss. You dig what I'm saying? So that's why these items are paramount in this particular time for you to be, you know, like super observant.
Yeah, this is the time where you get obsessed with plants. Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? It's not a time to be running behind Meg Thee Stallion.
Nah.
It's not a time to be running around, you know, the young brothers who, you know, are promoting all of these pill popping, you know what I'm saying? Just only 2 or 3 years later to be like, yo, I was in a stupor and I ain't know what I was doing and I don't drink lean no more and I ain't doing this and I ain't doing that. You feel me? Don't go down that road to begin with.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Embrace life. Get ready for the reset. Everything that you always wanted is going to be at your fingertips. You know? Can you grasp it? Can you hold it? Can you hold on to it? Right? Acquisition is one thing, but how long can you hold it down? Mm. So we're talking about restoring ownership. Once you get the keys back to the mansion, can you control this house? Can you control this globe? Right? Can you be the masters of this universe again? That's what the universe want to know. Right? And everybody's not formatted or fit for that conversation. But ultimately, that's what this is going to come up to. You know what I'm saying? And these are the individuals that we're interested in working with and helping build up to that place. Right? Where they're ready to take their space and their particular station and position as, you know, gods of this universe.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? Big Z's, not little ones.
Talk that talk. I mean, you know, people are afraid of that. Because if
they're afraid of it,
it's cool. If you realize that you God, then you got to put all your trust in God. But why would you be so fearful if you got a God? You understand me? Like, why are you fearing these illnesses and these viruses and the government and all these different things if your God is the all-powerful? Because you don't cultivate your God. Your God is an outside entity that you need to hear from somebody else to know exist. You have to go to your preacher to interpret the words, right, for you to understand and have a relationship with God. But if you are right, God, then it's all about right. Having that relationship with self. People worship a cross. You understand me? People worship weed. People worship every other particular thing. But that God within and that cultivation within self and his body is a temple, that should be the first place of worship. You understand me? Where you take care of this. If somebody came in your temple, in your church smelling a different way or eating foods and doing all kind of crazy stuff, the church would get mad. They'd kick them out. But you do that to your own body. You bring programming to your own body and you destroy that temple of God with, that you have. So, of course, God does not dwell within you. You got a devil dwelling in you. You understand me? Why? Because devil, I'm not talking about some pitchfork horn man in hell with pitch fire. I'm talking about a devil is someone who devalues you. So you devaluing yourself consistently on a daily basis. You're not treating the God within you like a God. You're not treating your body, your mind, your spirit like a God.
That's why they say the devil could be found in the abdominals of man, in the gut, right? It's decisions that we are making is leading to us breaking ourselves down. You know what I'm saying? We're breaking our own immunity down. We're compromising ourselves. And then we get sacked by external forces and we blame them. No, you did that. You dropped your guard. You allowed somebody to, you know, you went in that ring and like Deontay, what? Nah.
I don't even do my boy like that.
I can do that.
We're going to leave. We're going to let that one die out, man. You know what I'm talking about? He going to come back. He got attacked like it did the immune system, man. No, he went down. We went down, unfortunately.
But I mean, that being the perfect example to you getting beat up by your white blood cells, right? By that cancer.
Yeah.
That's now on top of you, whooping you and licking on you. You dig what I'm saying?
Yeah, you thought you had that. You thought you was Mike Tyson on the inside. You know what I'm saying? You thought you was Mayweather. Nah, bro. Turns out you ain't trained the right way for this new thing. Yeah. You know what I mean? This new disease was definitely on this Tyson Fury. You know what I'm saying? Right. Of course, the black man is God, but the black man got to train for the other God black that exists. Because the white man is the God of his world.
The black man has to be prepared. It's not just enough that your melanin is popping. You have to activate that melanin. You know what I'm saying? It's not just enough that there's magic in your melanin. You have to activate that melanin. And that comes with training and preparation. In particular, you know, your melanin is activated in the sun. Vitamin C to being the cure for coronavirus, goddammit. No, vitamin D. Okay, and stop allowing other people's diagnostics for themselves to become your diagnostics, because clearly, right, science and media and everything else are showing you, no, we not created the same, goddammit, all gods is not created equal. You feel me? So the science, once again, is qualifying the master teachers and coming home to show you, yes, there's something superior about your genetics, but stop treating your Bentley like a Honda Civic. You know what I'm talking about?
Big facts.
With that, brother.
Yeah, I know you got to get on out of here, bro.
I want to say thank you to the participants on this live for, you know, like the brother said, spending some time with us on a Saturday evening. I have a tendency to think that there's going to be more time spent on these forums. A lot of people are staying home more, and they're not looking at TV. You know what I'm saying? So a lot more people are coming to the platforms and to the networks to hear this information because they can feel it. They're going into a transformation. We're going into the spring reset on March 19th. The moon is going to hit on March 9th. Things are going to change. You know what I'm saying? There's a cosmic new year. There's a fiscal new year. And there's a planetary new year. You dig what I'm saying? So we're going into the planetary new year. We're going into spring. Cleanses and detoxes anyway. So you being forced to do something to prepare you for your blessings and your benefactions, which is coming with the sun.
Right.
You dig what I'm saying? This is our time. Do not let nobody jerk you out of your blessings.
Not even yourself.
Right? March forward. Tread forward. Move forward. Right? Stop wearing other people's problems as yours. You dig what I'm saying? And if somebody got a mean fried chicken recipe, now is the time to strike. God damn it. Chinaman is not selling chicken no more. And they ain't going into the nail salons. So sisters need to figure this shit out, because y'all was frustrated in your feelings for the last 3 years. I was out there marching with y'all at the nail salons in Brooklyn because they was beating up Granny. Well, now is the time to get him back.
Infiltrate.
It's the time for the reset. It's your time. Take advantage of this. Right?
There's opportunities all over.
Smart boys. Yeah, so you can see this shit for what it is. And now for what the TV's telling you. We all want to, TV mean television. Why are you still watching it? Right? It's about observation. Don't get coronavirus through your eyes because you're watching the lies.
Tap in then. He got bars tonight, y'all.
Right?
Yes,
GoWater.com, y'all. Higher level observations. Right? We're going to see you on the top. Peace.
Peace to the God, man. I appreciate you.
Indeed, God. Peace.
Look, man, y'all heard it here, man. That was a great segment talking with my brother. High-level conversations every single time. Speaking of high-level conversations, I just started a new show called High-Level Conversations. My first guest was the legendary rapper, philanthropist, platinum artist, Mr. Fab, the mayor of Oakland. You know what I'm talking about? So be on the lookout for that. We will be dropping that soon. I've been doing a whole lot of work behind the scenes. I think I got maybe 11 episodes of 19 Keys, the podcast, that I haven't even put out. So, you know, you might not have seen me putting out a lot of content because I've been busy making it. So I just appreciate y'all staying tuned, staying tapped in, man, and thinking about your health consistently. You understand me? Wherever you are in the world, share with a family member. You understand me? Give them some information because it's your responsibility. I know a lot of you all, y'all be in my DMs and y'all ask a lot of questions. You understand me? And I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not going to sit there. I'm not going to take the Gary Vee approach where he said he answered all the DMs. I don't believe that in the first place. But I'm not going to sit there and answer all of those questions on the DM because I don't have the time, you know, like, my day is really filled with business activities. And that's how your day should be filled as well. By taking care of business every single day. Having one large goal. You understand me? So large that it's going to take you decades to complete it. And so that it gives purpose to your everyday. Because every day should be lined with completing something on that list of necessity in order to achieve that bigger goal. But once you don't have a goal, you don't have a foreseeable future, then you can get caught. You understand me? Being content with what you have, and then you lose out on the process of continuation. So now you're no longer productive. You understand me? So make sure you have a goal in mind. You understand me? Even when you listen to this information, make sure you have an intent in mind. Like, oh, I'm going to listen to this to gain information. I want to execute on that. I believe in instructional learning. When we go to get some new furniture and it has a pamphlet that tells us how to put it together and we don't know, I'm sure if you're like me, and I believe this is one of the smart ways to do it, I'm not going to read the entire pamphlet back by back and try to memorize it. No, I'm going to read step by step. So once I get one piece of instruction, then I'm going to execute on that. And then I get another piece and then I execute. And then eventually, by taking and following this instructional pattern of learning, I'm able to completely build something new that I hadn't before. And life is that same way. Once you get a new information, sometimes stop. Don't read the whole book through. Execute off what you know. Allow that to sit in your mind. Once you get on the live and you hear something pivotal, write that down. And execute on that piece of information. Don't be overly excited. Excitement leads away the mind. The mind is your point of focus where you can have that reference thought that puts you into direction. So yeah, you know, like I said, day to day, we're learning. And I'm gonna leave this on y'all. There was a difference between, I talked about smart money, paper money, right? And, you know, paper money is considered to be fake money. You know, paper money is backed by debt. You understand me? The real money would be money, you know, that's metallic, metals, you understand me, that have intrinsic value. You understand me? Those would be considered to be real money. Of course, they stop having the dollar backed by gold. And now we take our paper dollars, which are certificates of debt that we trade on, and we agree that it has value to be able to trade for things of value. We take that and we put it into a bank. Now this bank, what they do is they take that dollar, you understand me, or that amount that you have, and they turn it into a number, a digit. So now when you go look at your account, you see this digit. But it doesn't stay in that bank that you put your dollar in. They take that money and then they go flip it, right? So they flip it 30 days, 60 days, 90 days out, whatever it is. You understand me? So essentially, now some of you have to pay a fee for the bank if you don't keep a certain amount of money in there, right? There's a banking fee. So you're basically going to an entity, giving them your money, they flip it, and you're paying them for the loan that you just gave them. You understand me? And if at any point in time that you spend money that you don't have and you get overdraft, then they charge you for the money knowing you don't have it and knowing that, okay, now wait a minute, in the next 3 days we're going to charge you again because now we know that this person don't have it. We can make money on their bad situation. So the black community has kept their money in the bank, the white community, the Mexican, the Asian, the overall percentage of population have went into these centralized systems of banking. Now, of course, today we have the ability to go into decentralized systems of banking and economics in the form of cryptocurrencies, you understand me, and the form of the utility of the blockchain, of course. But that point of that was we, our people, you know, should own commodities such as gold. You know, we should own commodities, with gold is having this 8-year high, by the way. Silvers, you understand me, and other things that have intrinsic value. And then we should take our money when it's not in real money, and we should put it in smart money. We should put it in the hands of, we have the knowledge to be large investors to where we can take that money and it can give us a return on our money. Because money is meant to be, you understand me, worked. So you take your paper money and you turn it into a worker, or you turn it into real money. But fake money is the dollar. That's not real money. It's something that you can use to buy real money, you understand me, or smart money. So as you have your dollar working in some sort of investment, you understand me, then that becomes the real money. You understand me? So in our communities, we don't want any paper money. We only want real money and smart money. So look, it's important that, you know, go take this information and apply it to your life. Take this information and teach it to your family. You understand me? Because nobody taught us financial literacy when we were younger. So therefore, all we know is the paper money. All we know is the fake money. That's it. And of course, we have such bad habits that it doesn't allow us to, even when we get paper money, to utilize this money in a way to where we can put it into smart money. Because if people taught us this when we were younger, it talks about that, Robert Kiyosaki talks about that, and Rich Dad Poor Dad, about smart money, real money. He don't know if he uses those terms, but he talked, of course, about his rich dad and how his rich dad had him playing with Monopoly. And it made me think about Derek Grace in home banking, because he said that he sat there and they was talking about Monopoly. If you want to know the real money analogy, just go on my page. I put up the post in the latest tweet. He said that his rich dad said, come over and work for free. You understand me? Because entrepreneurs know how to work for free. We work for ourselves for free in the hopes of a return on a value from the work that we've done consistently every day. But as he was making Robert money conscious, he said, y'all playing Monopoly. He said it all breaks down to the three houses and a green hotel. You understand me? He was teaching them that you're not just playing the game, you're learning the game of money. And not to harp on that point, but my brother Derek Grace came up with that in-home banking. And the in-home banking shares the secrets, you understand me, that we normally weren't taught in our communities, and it changed the way that black people think about money. You understand me? And there was a young child that I had the ability to FaceTime with because his mother said that they tuned in and they tap into myself, Derek Grace, being their PA. I believe they was getting a consultation from him. And he called me while his family was there, and one of the children is developing a game. You understand me? The other one was a chef. The other one was a painter. And they all had something that was making them money. You understand me? And I thought about that. I said, look how our community is creating legacy with the things that the thought leaders are teaching, but society is not putting a microscope and a lens and magnifying what's being done here by the thought leaders. Because whether you know it or not, the schools, they cannot teach money. They legally can just give you a curriculum. Now, they could find maybe a way to integrate it if they're a smart enough teacher, especially in mathematics, you understand me, in economics. If they're a smart enough teacher, they can figure out a way to create analogies to teach about money. But even that covert way of teaching money is not the best way, because you need to directly teach people, this is what we're learning. There should be a class specifically that teaches money. There should be a class that teaches credit, a class that teaches investment, because the reason you get a job is to get money. So why teach a person a career path if that career path is, for one, is not their spiritual purpose here on earth, then it is about money. Because you compare the salaries of people who are educated versus the people who are not educated. And they used to say that it was $1 million difference. And that was one of the biggest reasons that people say, well, I'm going to go to college because it's going to increase my chances of making more money. Now, today, college does not increase your chances of making more money versus someone who doesn't go get them further education. Today, we can look at people who don't have a further education and people who do. You understand me? And we can say that some of the people, these rankings as far as these people who are making six figures with these non-traditional jobs are winning, or at least at the same table, you understand me, or even higher in a lot of ways, because you're going to school, you get you a debt. This debt leaves you $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 behind. Now you go get a job. You understand me? This job is not enough for you to live a lifestyle that you want. Save up. Of course, you don't have great habits. So it's not that you're spending your money in a proper way to get rid of this debt, pour it into investments, keep you some commodities, and gain some wealth. No, your education essentially just made you a slave to the debt system, because it was only meant to make you a worker and put you in the workplace in the first place so you can be in the last place. So luckily, we are at this point where the education system failed us. So the thought leaders teach what wasn't within the education system, and they're able to make over six figures because the college of what wasn't taught in society becomes the business field for thought leaders. Just think about that for a second. You understand me? Because they didn't teach us that we was able to create jobs to teach the rest of the world. And it actually allowed us to compete with the salary of those who have college educations. The irony in it, I find so beautiful. I don't think y'all heard me, man. The irony in that is so beautiful. You understand me? The very thing that they kept us away from became the very thing that take us further. There's such a beauty in that when you observe it. You understand me? So I want you all to not think about the things that you were taught as impediments to your success, but learn how to utilize them as stepping tools, you understand me, to your next level. So, man, tap all the way in. When we went to school, they fed us a lunch that was nutritionally deprived. They fed us a lunch that had no minerals in it at all. Fed us a lunch that was terrible. And then they told us to focus, as if they were feeding us nutrition that allows us to focus, as if they were giving us biohacks that allow us to focus. You understand me? So if that's not the case, then we become the teachers. We say, no, we got products that can teach you to focus. We can teach you about the age regenerative diseases. We can get you locked in tune and tapped back in. You know what I'm talking about? So look, man, I appreciate y'all being here. If you won't, get the book. If you won't, get the gold water, get the nootropics, whatever. If not, just enjoy the knowledge today and pass it on to the next person. Each one unlocks one. That's where we tap in. I love y'all as always. This recording will be on my podcast, so make sure you subscribe to it. You know what I mean? Make sure you tap in. The book is called Paradigm Keys, Solution-Based Mind Reprogramming. I'm going to tell you something about the book, because I seen somebody in here that said they didn't get it. Out of the 1,000 people who got their download, there's always one or two. When you go to the site, the book automatically downloads the moment that you buy it. So you keep your phone on and it will download. If it doesn't download, then we send you an email, right? The email is going to come from protocol.com, which was the original domain name of Crowns 19. So if you don't see it downloaded on your phone, then just go check your email and download it on your phone or your computer. You understand me? And then you can read it from there and you can get tapped in to some of the applicable solutions that are within that book. Man, it's been my pleasure as always as your bruh, 19 Keys, tapping out. Tap in.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.